It was just one night, and we got our phones out, just started filming it like you would if Coolio was sat in your living room. And we've had press from all over the world contacting us about it, and we really didn't think it would be this big, but it's gone absolutely crazy. Our lives have just changed in the past 24 hours.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, like, how did you first sort of realize just how big this had become?
When he came round, we were all just, after a while, we were just sat there, like, and it just got so chilled, and he'd been there, like, since like 9 o'clock, and it just got, you just sat there thinking, wow, Coolio's in our living room. It's not even sunk in now. It's so surreal.
So you guys had gone to Max Bar on Monday where he was performing. So how
Yes.
did you kind of get chatting to him there?
Well, we're quite regulars at this club, and one of the guys that runs the club was like, oh, do you want to go in the VIP section? And we were like, okay, cool. So we went to VIP section, and it was Coolio, a couple of his guys, and us lot. And we just, like, had a few drinks, got to know each other, and, just got chatting, and it was really, really fun.
Yeah, and so it was the night after that he came back and then offered to cook for you. It doesn't even sound real.
No, it doesn't. I mean, when he said, I'll come back, guys, and I'll cook you a 3-course dinner. We were like, yeah, right, okay, sure. And really didn't think he was going to come back. And next thing we know, he's in our kitchen putting the oven on.
And also Gangster's Paradise. I mean, that's like when you think of Coolio, that is obviously the song that you think of. Did you guys know the words already?
No, well, we watched him perform and we were like, I mean, it's been around since like 1994. We knew the song anyway, but we was just like, it was just so surreal. We were just like learning the words to it. I mean, we've heard it so many times now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and we were just sat in the kitchen again, just watching it. Each time you watch it back, does it still sort of just seem really exciting and you still have to pinch yourself a bit?
Yeah, you do. You have to pinch yourself and think, oh my God, Coolio was here like a couple of nights ago. It's just so crazy. It's mad. It really is.
So what's happening now? Are you going to keep in touch? Is he going to come round again? What's going to happen?
Well, he did say he was going to Skype us. He's told us he's gone to Zurich to carry on his little tour. But he did say he'd like to keep in touch, and I know he's been on Twitter and writing stuff about our night, and hopefully maybe Skype him or something in the future. It'd be nice to speak to him again.
Yeah, and Rebecca, I mean, what do you do after this? Like, how do you go on having nights out like that don't end in like an amazing rapper ending up back at yours?
Oh God, I don't even know. Like, it's weird. Like, we'll go on a night out and then people know like Coolio's been back to our house. It's like crazy. Like, how do you go on from this? I don't even know. It's mad.